דיברנו אתמול.
Yesterday we talked about the reason for the crisis. The reason for the breaking of the souls. Which is now appearing de facto in our world. And that this is a necessary thing, a desirable one. So we'll be like little kids and learn like good kids from what is going on. So we'll immediately begin to understand what nature requires of us. Unity, correction of the breaking in the connection between us. And that's how we should prepare ourselves for the lesson. And in every thought, in every action, if we think about unity, about the connection between us, we'll always succeed. Because this act goes in accordance with nature's force which surrounds us. And that's why we will see a blessing. In the coming months, we'll see all kinds of developments, unpleasant developments in the world. Disorientation, lack of understanding what's happening to children, to people who are also like grown-up children, to leaders. But we must not forget that the unity that we can reach, and we can see that we can unite, and in that unity we can settle for little. The important thing is the point of unity. If we create it together, by doing that, we'll discover the spiritual life, the other half of life. Not everyone feels what happens inside of him, and then he feels only this world, as we learn in the perception of reality. We will feel what is outside of us. We will all feel what is happening in all the souls, and what the souls feel outside of me, outside of each of us, this is called the upper world, the spiritual world. We feel the life of this whole body called Adam. And that's the eternal system, nature system, where besides this big desire called a person, nothing is happening. And inside of it, we will feel ourselves living an eternal life, a complete life, a life in a dimension that we currently don't know. All the states prior to that are incomplete states, and that's why they constantly change to prompt us to the only complete state. And when we reach that, we stop. We reach a state called Gmar Tikkun. Correct this whole big kli of Adam. We become similar, matching nature, the Creator. And then you just have to understand that this whole way, the 125 degrees through the world of Ein Sof, through the state where we're all included, is still only the correction of the vessels. Like a person who grows and, say, reaches the age of 20, when he's grown up, when he understands, when he has a profession, when he has strength, and from then onwards, Kabbalists don't even tell us what happens afterwards. It's not written anywhere. We just have to understand the inclination, the hint that from then on, with corrected kelim, I prepared myself for an even higher degree, where we don't have the words for it, what kind of reality opens up to us, what development opens up. But the development beyond Mar Tikkun is not development out of lack, out of absence, out of having to correct, out of having to unite ourselves, out of having to find the evil and turn it into good. The states beyond it don't come out of lack, but out of more and more and more perfect things, which we don't understand right now what it is, because our words and our minds, our emotions, all come from our world, the world of absence, of lacking, that always has darkness and light, good and bad, opposite each other. That's where all of our emotions and thoughts are in contrast, in the difference between good and bad. We can't only distinguish when it's only good. We can't distinguish when it's only good. But after that, a beautiful development awaits us. So, the difficult states that the world will experience, and they will come in the coming months, in the coming year, despite them, we have to remember that the bonding between us, as we felt it here, first of all, has to remain. Even when we go away physically, when we disperse into our homes, into our places, into our countries, and return to the ordinary life, we have to maintain among us this unity. And we need to, despite the distance, despite the time and this kind of connection, which is affected by, well, naturally affected by the physical distance, we have to maintain that connection as much as we can. The more we can keep it inside, will enhance the connection among ourselves. So it's very important to stay in touch. You know my blog. Who reads it on a regular basis, daily basis? I see that there are many who don't. So I'm really asking. I highly recommend it. Every day, go into my blog. I think it's available in all the languages. Right? Wrong? Is there a language that's not, that doesn't translate it? No such language, right? In all the languages. So, through this blog, we'll also stay in touch, because I'm there several hours a day. I write 6, 7, up to 10 posts a day. And most of them relate to questions from friends from all over the world. So, I'm asking, if you have a question, if you couldn't find an answer to it, write it there. Write it, and I will answer it in the blog. It'll maintain constant contact, and I promise to answer all the questions. Also, I know by names, although the names are sometimes fictitious, but never mind. But I know those who are there on a regular basis. And that's how we'll maintain our connection. Besides, I highly recommend it. At least an hour a day to listen to our lessons. It doesn't matter what you understand. It's translated to all the languages. So just be present at the lesson. Those who don't have this book, Kabbalah for the Student, which is what we study by, that's our main book, usually the first lesson too, and the last lesson in the daily lesson, the first part and the third part of the daily lesson, follow this book. Without this book, you won't be able to move. This book is now available. Right now, we have it in Hebrew. Now we are printing it in English. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you know the language or not. Even if you just look into the book and don't understand what is written in your language, or if you look in the book and along with us, you pretty much go to the same places. You try to stay attached to the text. Understand that Hebrew is a very different language from all the Latin languages. But it's worth it. It gives you connection, because that's the basics. This language comes to us from Babylon, Hebrew and Aramaic, these two languages that the wisdom of Kabbalah is written in. The wisdom itself is written in Hebrew, and the emotions in the wisdom was written in more in Aramaic. The book of Zohar is written in Aramaic. These two languages came from Babylon together. These two languages come, one from the light and the other from the Kli. We have a Kli and we have a light. So out of the light comes the Hebrew, and out of the Kli comes Aramaic. And that's why we sometimes need these two languages. But it doesn't matter what you understand. You want to have this book in front of you. You want to have what we study in front of you. That's why I really recommend it. If you're going to study seriously, take this book. What else? As you heard yesterday morning from Aviu, who is in charge of it, we are now building an envelope for us. There are two sides to this envelope, to our society. One is the society itself, where it talks about the connection between us. There's place there for men, women, and children, for bonding. It's everything that has to do with our unity, meaning our society. The world group, how we should be together, how united we should be together in order to achieve unity. That's one. The other thing is how we should give from within us, bestow from within us upon the whole world. World is enough. We don't need to write worlds in our world. So it's how we give outwardly. So if these two things are opposite, are in contradiction, one is unity and the other is going outwardly. But both have to be the same attitude, because it's all in love. Friendship. In connection. And by that, we will realize our role in the world. We will show the world how the group is a force of bestowal, like you throw to one who is drowning in the sea. You throw a wheel for the drowning. So we'll see that we are that life buoy to the world. Bala Sulam writes in The Last Generation that we have to build an example to the world, how in this sample there'll be all the states, like in a small country, with an education system and the interrelationships among people. Everything there has to be like a country. We'll approach it. We'll see will even discover that we're building a special place where we can unite, and it'll be a spiritual place and an example to the world. It'll be a sample state. And it's not like there will be many other states. The whole world will take an example from it and will grow around it. So the group will actually grow to the boundaries of the whole humanity. It's already in nature, because we're given an example here, like one person. So it's certain to spread through the whole of humanity. But we have to start. And you will see how the times really hasten it, how all of a sudden we're in this kind of turmoil, in this whirlpool, and we have to build our society, our country, so to speak, which is an example for everything. Because that's the only thing from which we can disseminate. Only out of this internal force that's in us, in the group, will we be able to, first of all, go and disseminate this force and show that there is a way, that everything that's happening now isn't just happening for no reason, that there is a process to it, a natural process, which started in Ein Sof and ends back after our world, back in Ein Sof, so that our ego, so that the crisis that's now appearing, so we will take it and build the unity on top of it. And here we're only a drop of semen, a point. This point in us appears, and out of it we build this Adam, who is similar to the Creator. What else did I want to say? It's very important that you talk about it. You need to have your own library at home so you can lend to people around you the books so they read and see it, and so they understand that there is a method here that explains what happens with us. And the world will move in such a way that we will see the opportunities every day, how we can approach it and teach. And let's hope that we will bring to our world the understanding that this development is a good one. It depends on the blows, how they accept the blows, how they receive them. Some look at the blows as a symptom of disease, so they're happy that it appeared in them because the disease was in them before, but it was hidden. So they look at this disclosure as a diagnosis that helps us cure ourselves and be healthy again. And if we relate it to everything that's happening this way, then we're happy about everything that's appearing, because if we, as Baal HaSulam writes, yes, when you look at them, they become like a pile of stones, meaning if we only relate differently to even the greatest trouble, to the global problems, the biggest global problems, if we only change our outlook on them, then we will see the correction and we'll see how we overcome them. And this minus will become plus, because we, in our lives, in our personal lives, in our personal progress, we understand that we start from some zero state, like a person, like Adam, the primordial man, how he lived thousands of years ago, and the ovyut, the coarseness, the will to receive, was beginning to manifest on the one hand. And we could correct it. And this is spirituality. Again, the ego appeared, and again we corrected it to spirituality. Ego appeared again, and again we corrected it to spirituality. So that's the first ascension, second ascent, and third ascent, and then the fourth. And now we are in the midst of the fifth ascent. And all these ascents were like still vegetative animating speaking in our world, where every minus, we turned it into a plus. And now we're in a global minus, where the common, the general ego was appearing, not the private ego of everyone who's trying to pull his weight, but the whole of humanity with respect to the Creator. That's the point. We were always on a personal level, individual, each of us towards the Creator, with respect to the Creator, opposite the Creator. In contrast, in opposition. And now we're all together, opposite the Creator. That's why it's called the global crisis. And we can see it as such. We can see that it's special. Because it should elevate us to the degree of the Creator. One opposite the other. For now, we're one humanity. Humanity. How do you say humanity in English? Humanity. Okay, humanity. So we're all opposite the Creator for the first time. And now that we will all have to correct ourselves, then we approach Him. That's the last plus, the world of Ein Sof. This is why it's as if we don't understand what's going on, but it's not true. Because if here we were to advance, and some people did advance individually, here we're advancing as a whole of humanity, but we have a law that the particular, that the individual and general are equal in spirituality, because in spirituality there's no difference if it's a whole person, Adam HaRishon, or a part of it. There's no difference. And that's why if we seemingly don't know what's happening with the world, how will the world go through all these states? Take an example from every person who begins to walk on the spiritual path from the point in the heart. Here, I'm writing. People who have a point in the heart, that's how they created these ups and downs. And now we'll have to do it together. And we can always take an example from what happens to a person, an example to the rest of the world, where the whole world is now suffering a blow. Every person is asking, like we're asking, what am I living for? My life is empty, etc. It's the same question that's being asked all over the world today. It's just as one person who comes to Kabbalah, he listens and he understands the world is in, what his goal should be. That's how the whole world is today. Look at it in a global way. And you'll see that it's the same process. And that's why we have something to rely on, something to tell the world. The process they'll go through, how you shift the blows to a pleasant process, Besides, if in a person, when he begins his correction, he should be towards humanity, towards society, to fight against his ego, or in a small group. It's a very small power, but if the whole of humanity begins to kind of shift its mind just a little bit, its perception, changes perception, we'll see very rapid and immediate shockwaves going through the world. The world will suddenly begin to think differently, understand, perceive differently. Through this matter, it'll begin to discover the force that governs the world, that fills every hole in the world, every space in the world, everywhere in the world. Humanity will begin to feel what it is, who it is conversing with, who it's dancing with in this tango, of us and the Creator. So we have a solid basis, we have a way, an understanding of the processes that the world should go through. And just like an individual, we may fall, we may rise, we may go through some crises, some internal wars, for or against, yes or no, what we're going through. We understand that it's not an easy way against our ego, our personal egos. That's how the world is. And we have to constantly explain and teach and be ready to be a support and an example for everyone. And you will see that precisely because of that we will develop. Because now we have to play not our own personal development, but to set an example to the whole world. And in that, we will develop too. We will not cross the machson, the barrier. We will not have a spiritual life if we don't pass on to the world an example. The evolutionary process forward, going before everyone, like as pioneers. That's why we have to stay connected and study about our own progress and with respect to the world, dissemination, which, just as you came here through dissemination to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the world will get here too. And it may take a very short while, because you can see how things are developing quickly. Now they will kind of multiply themselves. In other words, every next moment is faster than the previous moment. That's how the world, time is racing, accelerating exponentially.
And this is why we have a very wonderful role, wonderful future ahead of us. Let's hope that we'll help the world go through this blow, this descent, that was given for the sake of ascent in good feeling, the understanding that this dissension, this crisis, as they call it, would be as a descent that we experience as our personal descents, as we felt already in life. And these sensations would be pleasant, just like a person who revealed his disease and immediately next to it is given a remedy, cure. And they're saying, wonderful, now you have something to heal. Know that during those years, during your advancement, during your descension from Ein Sof, this entire descension was also actually a disease, a breakage. So now you only reveal that same disease that you were sick with, that you suffered. You suffered your entire life upon earth. During this history was plain suffering, running from suffering and developing, against, as a result of this negation I have from a descent from a lack. I have to develop constantly. I have to feel myself in a chase. And now you have a cure with which you can enter perfection. Stop that kind, that development and enter perfection. And thus I'm very happy that we have seen how much the unity, the union between us is working and is lifting us. I'm sure that millions and even billions more in the world want that, but don't yet know how to do it, don't find the way to do it, and we need to help them in that. You found something?
No.
What is the meaning of life? It's like we used to ask in our individual ascent. What is the meaning of our lives? And now these blows, now the world receives these blows so that the whole world would ask. So it's for introduction to tests in page 159, item B. If we will try to answer one very famous question, I'm sure that all the questions and the doubts will immediately vanish, and you'll look at their place and they're gone. Meaning, the small action that is asked from all the people of the world, which is, what is the meaning of our life? Meaning, those years that cost so dearly to us, meaning all the suffering and the torments that we suffer to complete them to the fullest. Who is it who enjoys them, or even more precisely, whom do I delight? It is indeed true that historians have grown wary contemplating it. And practically, in particular in our generation, no one even wishes to consider it. Yet, the question stands as bitterly and as vehemently as ever. Sometimes it meets us uninvited, pecks at our minds, and humiliates us to the ground before we find the famous ploy of flowing mindlessly in the currents of life as always. That's actually the personal state. And now the state reaches the world a lot sharper. Because we cannot evoke people who don't have a point in the heart by the same questions, by the same crucial questions as we were evoked by. We came to the wisdom of Kabbalah. How did we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah? When we had a point in the heart, right? We develop. There was Adam was here. That was the first person to attain spirituality. Then Abraham, Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Ari, and Baal HaSulam. And during this history from Adam up to Baal HaSulam, there were masses of people, and there were people who advanced by their point in the heart. As Baal HaSulam is saying, the person has everything in life, he doesn't lack anything, might not lack anything. He's working, he has a family, he has something to eat, he has something to engage in life, he has a hobby, he has everything, and suddenly the meaning in his life disappears. He has no meaning. Why should I live for? He begins to ask oneself such questions. Such people used to flow each and every generation, and from such people grew to became Kabbalists, and these people used to reach their correction, the Creator, personally, individually. But our world is built like a pyramid, because it's the structure of the Partsuf. In the Partsuf, we have desires. There's the Rosh, there's the head, there's the Toch, and there's the Sof. So inside the toch, we have vessels of bestowal, the ones that have a point in the heart, and they have evoked during history, and they do evoke even now. You also belong there, and there's the sof, the ones who don't have a point in the heart. And they cannot evoke by any means. They don't understand it. They don't feel it. So from the toch, I have exaggerated. It's a lot less. And the rest, all the rest, are the sof. And if we're evoked as a result of lacking a desire to bestow, a desire towards the Creator, a desire towards spirituality, what is the meaning of my life? Actually, that's a question, even though we don't know this question as such, we don't understand that that's what it means, but this is a question that means I want to be like the Creator, I'm searching for the Creator, I'm looking for my root, what to live for, where do my life originate from? So here the question is about the Creator. Where is the Creator? Where is my root? This happens in us, and this is why we're evoked by a point in the heart, a deficiency towards Him, a need in Him. Whereas the world cannot be evoked by this such a deficiency towards the Creator, because they have no such sensation. It's the order of the partsuf of Adam, this one soul. There are vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception. And these vessels cannot be evoked by the yearning towards the Creator. It's impossible. And then these vessels are evoked by what they understand, vessels of reception. What is vessels of reception? I lack something. I'm hungry. I'm hungry, I have problems in family, I lack something in life, and everything. And there are also such in the middle who are closer to us that are in depression, in drugs. And so on. They can be evoked only by human blows. The fact, that's what is revealed in the world now, today. It's very hot here, there's no air. This is why the question here is about these global blows that they come to the world now. And this is why we need to relate to them this way. For the time being, you have questions, woman? Yes, go ahead. My name is Karin, I'm from Barcelona. I have this question. If a woman has a greater desire than a man, then she is a greater egoist, right? And if it is so, then the feminine work with the egoism differs, man's work with his egoism, or not? The question was whether women have greater ego than men, and whether a woman is more responsible for working with her ego more than the man. Both men and women are egoists. We incorporate one another in each and every one of us. In every man there's a woman, and in every woman there's a man. Also according to chromosomes and according to spirituality. And our work is reciprocal, mutual, in strengthening and helping each other, supporting each other. Women mainly supply the deficiency, the chisaron, to reach spirituality. And this deficiency is expressed in an urge and also pressing the man, helping whatever the men are doing, and helping in dissemination. Women are discharged from the work in the love of friends or the love of woman friends, because their deficiency is greater and is that's natural, that's nature, you can't change it, is stronger than their ability to bestow. And that's expressed in different ways, even in the Torah itself. It is written that about Adam and Eve, that after they were separated, when they went, in the beginning they were one body, then a woman suddenly casted this deficiency, left the soul to become an independent part. It is written that Adam has to work, has to support his family, has to bring bread and support his wife. That's how a family has to be built naturally. The husband works, supports and his wife and the children, and his wife and the children are his home. He has to have it in order to advance. Kabbalist also has to have wife. And he is the one who brings the masach to the general desire. This means the support. And the part, the man in reality attain the connection of love and between all parts in reality, and women incorporate, integrate in this connection. But it's not as if they work on the connection between them or with men. They don't connect. The deficiency of a woman is decisive, and this is why the feminine part was casted from the man part. And from this, you might say that the development of the world has begun, because only this way, when the woman is departed from the man, the deficiency to receive casts stems from the desire to bestow, then the connection between them, they can give birth to the third ingredient, which might be children, as in our corporeal life, or spiritual upshots. That's the same thing. As we see this happening in our body, it's a replication from spirituality, and thus, without the connection between us, we cannot have a spiritual result. And the right connection gives birth to our entrance to spirituality. As it is written, man and woman, divinity is between them. Divinity is the revelation of the Creator between them. Man is the giving, the bestowing part, the masach, and the woman is the chisaron, the deficiency of the kli, and when they unite, when they connect, then a structure that is similar to the Creator is created, a deficiency with the intention in order to bestow. That's called the corrected soul. And thus, just like we have in spirituality, the structure, this whole complete structure, we need to understand that we have to arrange the same way everything in our world and the right relations between us, men and women. And women have to care for the deficiency, for the force that would always be as pressure on the man. It's like a woman home compels a man to go out and work, compels him to earn money and support her and the children. I'm talking about natural, normal families, not modern families. And the same thing applies to the group, to our group. There's the feminine part and the masculine part. When we want the woman to pressure us so that they'll direct the man to be more serious, they'll compel them to be more serious, so that in the relation towards them, they'll show the man that they have to be more mature, bigger, and not small children, grown-ups, to not play in small games, and that's the tendency of a man, because he doesn't give birth. He doesn't go through the same process as a woman does. So he remains, to some extent, a child. We understand that. In every man, there's a baby, a child. And the woman, the feminine part in our group, and in general, in humanity, has to care for placing the man correctly in their spiritual advancement. And in addition, just like a woman in our world gives birth to new states, thus the main force in our dissemination after the men built the message, the dissemination of the message is the woman, the role of the woman. Just like in corporeality, after a man gives the seed, the woman develops it and brings and gives birth to children, to these options.
So the exact same examples, if we meticulously interpret them from our lives, from our world into spirituality or into our development, it'll be correct. And you can bring, you can understand the rest from this. The rest, what happens in the women's group or in the men-women connection. More? No? Okay, yes, Bensi. If we want to take something practical from the Congress, what is new in the new stage? Previously, a person would get up in the morning, think about how to profit, how to succeed, he would meet people. What's happening now in the new stage? What should he think about? I already said that this Congress is special in the sense that it's the first Congress after the disclosure, the revelation of the illness, of the crisis. So, from this time forth, we're beginning to become more practical in our dissemination, more in contact between us as an example to the new world here, which I talked about. And this is why our spiritual work is also changing. If half a year ago or a year ago or maybe several years ago we would talk about what should happen to the world, and Baal HaSulam wrote about it 80 or 90 years ago in The Nation, The Last Generation, in the articles that we have here, Peace, Peace in the World, he writes that the world is one and that we should all relate to each other like family members, like one body, and only in this way should we resolve the problems before the world, otherwise we will end up in wars. Even now we are in a very difficult state. Just imagine if the all the representatives of the states in their conferences and meetings don't see that they can overcome this crisis. And after the collapse of the banks, the industry will collapse. People will go out to the streets. They'll have no jobs. You won't be able to buy anything because money will be worthless. In 6 months, you'll have no electricity, oil, gas, and everything is like a Hollywood film. It can just, that's the kind of picture that could happen. So the solution to maintain the world under control, to avoid riots, murders, and a whole mess and chaos. So the solution for rulers is to wage war, because in war you have an order. In war you have orders, you have those who follow orders, and everyone takes his little part. and his half pound of bread a day, and that's it. There'll be no other questions about anything else. The rest will be just to protect your life. That's why we are in a situation, and it's as Baal HaSulam writes, and it's the nature of things, that this is how things evolve in human nature, that if we don't show that these things are purposeful, what's happening now, that are in order to rise up to a goal, and that this goal exists in nature, and that we have to achieve it, and that we don't want to fall into destruction and wars, because it'll only extend and stretch time and the troubles. We have to rise above it, and only by changing our attitudes towards happening we'll begin the correction. If we don't show that, we'll end up in wars. Baal HaSulam wrote it 80 years ago, in 1920, 22, 27, before World War II. He wrote it. He also wrote that the worst case scenario is that we are facing a third and even a fourth world war. Because if we don't correct ourselves, the world will have to go through four world wars, following the four phases of direct light. And every time we resolve it, we go up. Now we are facing one ascent, and after that there'll be another ascent. Let's put it this way. Now we're facing an ascent called an ascent to the quality of Bina. We learn that we are under concealment, single concealment and double concealment. Esther is concealment, but there are only two. It's like so they're like one. Baal HaSulam writes it in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, that sometimes a person is in double concealment and falls into single concealment, and it moves to and fro. It doesn't matter. Then we cross the machsom, the barrier. And past the machsom, we have 2 degrees, which are actually two. That's the degree of Bina, and that's the degree of Keter. The degree of Bina is bestowal, and the degree of Keter is receiving in order to bestow. I'll still write it this way. Lekabel al menat lashpia, to receive in order to bestow. So here we're working with vessels of reception. Vessels of reception. And here with vessels of bestowal. So now we need to rise past the two world wars that we already experienced. Now we have to rise to the degree of Bina. The question is, how are we going to do it? Either through a blow or through dissemination. That's World War III. 1 and 2, that's behind us. And then we have another ascension of using our egos in order to bestow. Here, in this ascension, there could be another fourth world war. But that's already very unlikely, because while we're at the quality of Bina, quality of bestowal, and we begin to work with the will to receive, then we are already under the force of Bina. The important thing for us is to go through this. So now that we're talking about development, it's a general development. Today, unlike all the previous states, we can't stay remote from the world. Previously, in the past, Kabbalists would sit in their corner, just like I came to Rabash. He was in this place which was really a dump. Around him were orchards. He was right next to a graveyard. There was nothing around him, really. At the end of the, like, on the outskirts of the city. And they were just sitting there, 5, 6, or 7 old men, and studying. And that was enough to advance spirituality. No one knew about them. I found them by chance. I'll tell you about it. Well, it's not a chance. It was. Afterwards, Rabash explained it to me. He showed me that it was directed through a special angel from above. Today, it doesn't work. It's impossible. Why am I constantly talking about the world and the crisis, not about us? And not about a person, an individual, who comes here, came here from Germany, from France, from England, from wherever. He wants to hear about himself. The thing is that today, to develop personally, is possible only with the whole world. The world is advancing by its own pace, and we by our own pace, because we belong to the upper part of the world. But still, it's all a question of how much we bring along the lower part with us. That's why this Congress is different. We talk a lot about externality, about the world, about what's happening in it, and less about personal inner work. Because the more we relate to the world, the more we will rise. Like parents, everybody knows, if they have kids, as the kids grow, they force the parents to grow. Before a man or a woman don't experience parenthood, they're still kind of kids. The more the children grow, they compel us to mature. So, in our tending to the world, specifically by that, we will rise, spiritually rise. And we must not forget about that. So, we study together, and in our study, for at least a third or half of the lesson of the study, we talk about developments in the world and how to reach it. And a part of it will be us studying about ourselves, or the study of the Transfigurat, where we draw the light that reforms. Yes, Seth.
It's in our dissemination. We find people who lost their jobs. It's very hard to talk to people like this about altruism. How do we approach them? Because all they want to hear is a practical solution.
במסגרת ההפצה שלנו אנחנו נתקל בהרבה אנשים שאיבדו את העבודה. איך לדבר איתם על אלטרואיזם כשכל מה שמעניין אותם זה משהו מעשי או פתרון לבעיה שלהם?
It's not like we're going to run into a lot of people who lost their jobs in the dissemination, in our dissemination. We will see that most everyone is without a job. Actually, if we make the order in the world today, a normative, proper order according to spiritual development, then we will discover very interesting things. That maybe 10% of the world needs to work in order to provide for the world, in order to provide food, in order to provide for its necessities. Maybe, okay, 20%, 30% of those who are currently working, I'm not talking about kids up to the age of 20, or about the elderly from 60 and above, or even 50. The productive people at the productive age, at an age of workers, men and women, most of them are working to produce redundant things. Totally redundant. We just think we need everything, but actually, we don't understand how we are immersed in stuff and nonsense and things that are totally meaningless. But the value of something is given to it by society. It's given by society. And if we're talking about our world, that we came here from the world of Ein Sof, so that through our ego we would rise to the world of Ein Sof, and instead of being here, a point that we were, to be the world of Ein Sof again, but at the level of the Creator, in this big partsuf of the soul. So we need to live for that. If our mind is occupied on that goal, on heaven, then it's not a problem. The world doesn't need all these workers, which only pollute our environment with their surplus jobs. So I'm saying the world needs to think differently about its approach to what is called working, to acting. We need to understand that a woman doesn't have to work, she should be at home, and that our world will provide for us without any problems. There's enough food. There are researchers, and these are real researchers, which, and they also match, are in congruence with the wisdom of Kabbalah. Our world can provide food for as many as 200 or 300 billion people. 300 billion people. I'm not making a mistake here. In our world can provide for all that. The 7 billion, six, that we have today, half of them are starving. It's because of our egos, because we can't get along, because we're all taking for ourselves. If we work, just 20% of humanity, and do only what we need in order to provide for our sustenance in this world, a good, comfortable existence, along with spiritual development, progress, then everyone will be okay, will be fine. Now the question is, how do we shift from the current state to the other? So I think that countries and governments, social workers, all those people who, if they understand the true order, the right order that should be in the world, if the world is global, then they should work on that, on arranging the world in such a way that the necessary jobs will remain, the redundant jobs will be cancelled, yes, and will put people's lives in such an order that there will be no hunger, that everyone will receive what he deserves, and that everyone will begin to engage in the correction of the world.
That's great work. And until we will not begin to realize it, the crises would increase and will come, strengthen one another, will follow one another, and we'll see different crises, diverse crises, in order to direct us, to give us, to help us understand how to cope in this world.
Stage, and we understand the macro, but when we go to the micro, we go to the man who's worried about how he feeds his children. What's our message to that man?
I have nothing to say to one person. Government should turn to that person. I can turn to one person only with what I have in my hands. And what I have in my hands is an example of the life he lives while taking necessity, and the rest of his time is invested in teaching himself and his children in our framework what it means to be global. What is this global? What does it mean that we're one family, and how should we exist in order to reach what nature is now putting in front of us? I can only reveal the method to him. I cannot arrange him a working place. I cannot give him a job. I cannot fix his family. All this has to be done with the people that rule the world. We don't have the power to do that. And the people that rule the world and those people and nations will receive blows until they will not understand that there's a method. And here there's the path of suffering and the path of Torah. I have nothing to say individually to each and every person. Let's hope that those governments would begin to arrange, will be able to supply a normal amount of food for every person so that people won't die from hunger, and they will learn and know how to shrink the amount of food to a state in which this food would be enough for everyone, and so that all the governments would understand the process, and all those surplus work, including limousines and diamonds and all those things, that this mass that is pressuring and taking everything from the world, so this mass, these people will spread to supply necessity and essential things for the whole world. The person in our world should not work for 10 or 15 hours a day. We are corrupted unbelievably, because when I was a child, I used to be told in school that I'm born to a new developed world. When I'll grow, people won't work. When I'll be a grown-up, people won't work 8 hours a day. We'll work 4 hours a day, even 2 hours a day. And a person will have everything he needs, and the rest of his time will be spare time to spend with his family, with nature. And now I've reached a state 50 years later that instead of 8 years, people work 12. Instead of 8 hours, people work 12. What for? What do they do with that? What do they create? What do they produce during these 12 hours? The world follows the ego. If the world will go towards a different direction, it will prosper and grow. So in our dissemination, we have to reach each and every person as much as he'll be able to hear, to listen. And we should also try to reach governments so that maybe they will also listen. Because if they won't, then definitely for their benefit, eventually they will create wars. It is in their interest. Bala Sulam writes about that. He's writing about that, and unfortunately that's the way it is. And we need to understand, on the other hand, that we are now as the chosen people. All of you who have a point in the heart, and we are the ones who have the idea, and we need to convey past this message to the world, or else we also, our future won't be good. I'm also talking egoistically wise, because if I don't realize what I ought to realize, we need to feel as the representatives of the upper force in our world. We need to tell about it and explain about it and to lead this, and that's how it will happen. There's no doubt about it. The only question is, how many blows will this stubborn world receive for the time being? But an individual, the only thing you can give him, you can say to him, is explanation. I cannot supply him food, I cannot fix him a job, I cannot supply him everything besides the understanding of where he's at. And I think that that's a lot, because even if individually he will face the Creator in nature, even individually, personally, more in a more friendly way, understanding, appreciating, if he will participate in dissemination, in the study, he becomes the corrected part in the world. It is impossible that he will harm oneself. It is impossible that such a crisis would he will experience such a crisis that will ruin him, because it's impossible. That's just, it's against nature. There is regularity here. There are rules here, like in gravity. If you study, if you disseminate, if you participate in the connection of the world, for example, giving your master, if you connect to the ones who are with you in order to become a corrected body, then where will this negative force come to you personally? It won't.
Ich habe eine Frage zur Frauenarbeit, und zwar, was ist die Aufgabe der Frau, oder wie soll sie sich verhalten, wenn die Männer in der Gruppe streiten?
No, das ist ein Yitzchak.
They're laughing, I want to laugh too, so translate it the same way. And she's asking about the feminine work. What can she do it with, if the men struggle between them, if they're fighting, if in our groups, anywhere in the world, there are struggles and
arguments,
and it does happen, then first of all, the women can enter in between, smack them, just like a mother smacks her children. Yes, yes. I'm all for it. What are you laughing about? Show him. Yes, yes, him. Such a woman will come compared to you. Show him. Show this guy. And she'll smack you. And she'll tell you, I sent her. Men are small children. They love to be, you know, like a rooster. Before everyone. And that's our nature. That's how we are. And everyone wants to take proud. And as if he's a macho or a cowboy. So we need to understand it. Women have to behave wisely, because women are a lot smarter than men. They're closer to nature, women. This is why they understand more what is worthwhile to do for the peace of the group and for the peace of society. And this is why I am very happy and delighted that we have a very strong feminine part, feminine group, the world group. And I'm filled with hopes that you'll help us, help to calm down the men, and don't hesitate to enter in between and stop them, to intervene, to interject. And if it doesn't help, and there is this struggle or dispute between men, I already said that in the previous Congress in the U.S., it is worthwhile that the group would separate. So there won't be a physical group, because the contrast between them is against nature, against the Creator. So it's better that everyone would disperse, everyone will sit in his house, watch us, would study with us from home. At least they won't oppose nature. But if they do unite, and they begin to struggle and forcefully with their egos one towards the other, that's a disaster. This is why, or they'll go friendly as much as they can. I understand their problems here and there, one falls, stands, and so on. But if they understand that they're connected to us, if they speak about whatever happens in the group, and if they share, if they want to be helped, if we know how to understand what happens there, you, all the women in the groups, can write to us. Write us, write me, or the person who is in charge in our center on each and every language. Every language has a coordinator, has a representative. You know that, right? So write to your representatives, and we will deal, we'll treat that. But again, after all, if at the end of the day there is a fuss, then just break up. Break up, disperse, because that's the worst possible thing. That's it. So take a good stick and come on, go on. You have the nerves. Yes. Patrick from Bordeaux. Patrick from France, from Bordeaux, is asking, he's saying, like many friends in the world, clearly I'm connected with everyone through my computer, through the internet. But you've just said that maybe there'll be a war soon, there'll be no electricity.
Internet, comment arriver à maintenir le lien, comment continuer à progresser?
How will we continue on advancing without a computer, without electricity? It's like Seth's question, why can I tell a person who just lost his job, what can you tell him? I have nothing to say to such a person. I can only tell him why did he lose his job and why the world in such a tendency. Same thing is here. I have no answer how to supply electricity to you. You create this windmill on the roof so it will... Everything can happen, but... We think that the correction will come... We think that eventually correction will come in a positive way, and it depends. It's up to us, and we won't reach such critical states. And let's hope that the Creator would care for the connection between us. Will take care that it will not cease. Both the corporeal and the spiritual connection won't cease, and we have to rise to such a level that we'll be connected both spiritually and physically. That a person has to try to do whatever he's capable of doing. And we're already in a process that cannot stop. It's not like in a state in which Bala Sulam was, when he wanted so much to hasten the development, and he wanted to bring a person to the world, to an understanding of where are we before this blow. But you see, he passed away, and almost immediately people began to reveal, even in his days, people began to reveal that the world is global. And also it began in those days, 1920, 1930, many philosophers began writing about this general global world. And this Club of Rome or also was established in the 60s, and they began talking about that and so on. So it was in his days. Now we're already in a process that was already materialized. That it's not as if it was above this world and this didn't want to descend. He wanted us to ascend and correct this state without receiving any blows. We're already experiencing these blows. We're inside them, and this is why this process will continue. And the only thing we need to do is to correct it as much as we can. But I'm certain that nothing can happen to us because we're the representatives. It is written that the people who commit or perform a mitzvah are not damaged, are not harmed. Meaning the ones who perform, realize the orders of the Creator are not harmed, they're not damaged. Nothing bad will happen to him. You can might even say that some billionaires will come and will lose most of their property. They will not lose it. It will return to them in the next round in a way that they'll grow wiser and understand that they need this money and their power in order to invest it in dissemination. For the time being, it might be taken from them, because why do they need it for? Why should their path be corrupted? They depend upon it, so a person is taking all of his property, he remains only with whatever he needs for life, he grows smarter, he begins to understand why he needs this power, this of money and power, and then they bring it back to him. You'll see how it happens to many people.
It's all ahead of us. And the correction will come.
Yurkanat from Kazakhstan. I'm asking about the intention. Taking into consideration the fact that now the focus is not only on the group and the connection between the group, but also in the world in general. I'm asking about the intention. Should the intention be focused only in, the, in correcting the connection between the members of the group, but also to ask, to request for this light from above so that this light would correct the whole, the correction in the whole world?
He's repeating the question of his explaining. When we work in correcting the world, when we explain things that happen in the world to everyone, by that, should we also activate our intentions toward the Creator? Of course, because without the upper light, we don't achieve anything. Our goal is not to bond among us, to be a nice little village or some utopian city, Thomas Mann's utopian city or something like that. We're trying to achieve the correct state in order to resemble the Creator, in order to connect to Him, in order to be like Him. That's the goal. The bonding among us is only a plea for the revelation of godliness. The revelation of godliness is the goal, and the connection between us is the means. That's why, of course, we need to think about the final goal, that this is what we're headed for. And that's why, from the final goal, the light shines on us, and that light constantly corrects us towards a higher degree. So, talking about the last degree, where we reach unity with the common nature, is a must. I want to say a few words about the Congress, following the Congress in the United States, the one in Israel. From the 2nd to the 4th of February. It's also a weekend. It's not in 3 months. It'll be a big World Congress. Oh, it's not on a weekend, it's during the week. We're waiting for thousands of people there. In the previous Congress, we had about 3,000 people, maybe? Well, about 3,000. Now we're thinking we'll have many more. Yeah, it'll be Monday through Wednesday. We're preparing ourselves very well for this Congress. As you can see now, what does the Congress give? What does this assembly give? We can't attain, well, for the time being, attain everything through the virtual connection between us, through the computer, through the internet. We need these assemblies. You can see how we feel closer to each other now. And that connection isn't lost. In spirituality, it's written that there's no absence in spirituality, no absence in the spiritual. What you obtain remains. It disappears from your awareness, but it's registered in your soul. So this impression, this connection, these embraces, the desire to connect remains. And this is the biggest gift that we're all taking. And it'll keep you, it'll protect you in the future. It's a huge protective power. It remains with you forever. And you still need to rise higher above it. So these meetings, assemblies are necessary. They're very important. So I'm appealing to all of you and to all of the people who are now watching us all over the world. Do come to be with us, the whole world, together with us on February, in our general Congress. It is far more powerful than here. The internal progress that it gives you, to each of you, is such that without it, it's very hard to progress alone. If, say, someone can't write to us that you really want to, but you can't, depending on the circumstances, perhaps we'll find some support from the world Kli. With documents, some people can't come to Israel from their countries. Some have financial difficulties. We'll look into all of that, because we want to see everyone. And I highly, strongly recommend. I strongly recommend to relate to this invitation, to take it very seriously. In our tumultuous world, in the critical state towards the world, we have to be united and strong. There will be programs, special programs for women, my lectures to women separate. There'll be special programs for kids, in English, perhaps with translation, I don't know, with translation, to different ages. Bring your kids, and you will see, bring your spouses. It doesn't matter if they're with you or not so much. If it's possible, bring them in. They'll be included in it. They'll absorb the spiritual charge. It's like a, how should I put it? It's like a fueling station. Yeah, fueling station. So it's really good. There'll be all kinds of programs for everyone. So it's very important. What else? Next weekend, we'll have a congress in America. I don't know what I'll say there. I didn't even know what I was going to say here. But it comes out of the connection between us. I feel what I should be speaking about according to the sensation of the kli that exists here. What's the best thing? And that's what I talk about. Besides the questions, which I allow you to ask. So watch it. Perhaps according to what's happening in America, I'll feel their kli, their deficiencies. Then perhaps there'll be new scrutinies, new discernments. We should also thank all the people who've been serving us, right? Translators, broadcast internet people, those who sell the books, those who arranged all the dorms and everything. The UK group did truly an amazing job. Where are they? I don't know. So let's just say thank them. You can really say that this place is the best we've been to so far at a congress. The food is the best. At least, well, I know because I gained weight. Well, it's the best we've ever had at congresses. The service and the hospitality, just outstanding. We're really grateful to everyone. Especially to Erez, who created this organization, and
Yaron Leibovich, Sagi Sushin,
and more and more. Again, yes, I see there are a few left. You want to have this book in front of you during the lesson. If you don't have any other books, never mind. But this book is a must, because we constantly study by this book. Take it, if you don't have it. Because we're continuing with it. That's a book for life. Because here you have all the articles, the main articles of the wisdom of Kabbalah, from Baal HaSulam and Rabash. Even those who don't know Hebrew, you'll see how all of a sudden you feel power from it. I'm hugging you and kissing you, and we will be together.
הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד